We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball as Riverside getting ready for the start of a new season. They went 8-14 last year, but they got everybody back. Nick Crone, head coach for the Bulldogs, joins me now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
Oh, really good. I feel really good about the players. I kind of talked to them a little bit about they've done everything to this part. You know, they've gotten in the weight room. They're in the gym all summer. They were playing, they were shooting. And so they've done everything this part. The part now is to just kind of execute and prepare each day and get better each day. But the competition in our practices is really good. We have a good upper class base of, you know, pretty much 14, 15 guys that are returning, and is made for some really competitive practices. We have some really good matchups in practice. And, you know, probably this seventh year, this is probably the best that we've had where, you know, our top 10 or 12, we can mix up and we can make things pretty competitive. So really excited about that from a practice standpoint as the coach, you know, so when you can kind of recreate some game, almost real life kind of game speed type situations, no matter what 5-on-5 you put out there is kind of special. So, you know, when you got guys that work like that, it makes it a lot of fun.
Well, the biggest challenge I saw for your team last year was just height. I mean, Peyton Amdor, man, God love him, your leading scorer, but he had to be forced to play inside because he was your tallest player by default. He still averaged 14 points a game and found a way to make it work. I mean, unless you got like a 7-footer that transferred in the portal, how do you feel about trying to, you know, overcome the height disadvantage this year?
Yeah, well, we have, you know, we have Peyton, and I thought he did a really good job last year battling, and we tried to scheme some things to, you know, help him out with doubles from different places. And that was a big reason why we kind of switched our philosophy to more of a full court, kind of a full court press, trying to take some shot attempts away from other teams, which worked for the most part. It didn't really, our defensive field goal percentage was down last year. Our team shot pretty well against us, but, you know, this year we've had already some good battles, you know, with Peyton, but also we have Grant Richardson's a freshman and Bennett Huff, and those guys are both taller than they were last year. And so hopefully, you know, we're getting a little bit more size there that we can work in the post and go through that. But yeah, really it was size. We tried to neutralize that through some of our full court action that we did. And for most of the season, we did a pretty good job with that. So, yeah, outside of that, we have fast guys. We have guys that can run a long time at a really high speed. We have scrappy guys. We have some basketball skilled guys. You know, just big girthy guys down low. We don't have many of those. So,
and you got shooters. I mean, Dawson Henderson, Brody Henderson, Owen Fenner, Cole Jepson, Peyton as well. You know, they're all good shooters, and that's always been a dilemma for defenses. And I'm sure that you love that is they can all shoot it from 3-point land.
You know, I mean, even all five of those guys were capable of hitting, you know, Peyton and Owen really hit at a high clip. They made a lot of threes. They also shot a really good percentage from the 3-point line as well throughout the season. So, but yeah, any of those guys can hit. I mean, Brody, Dawson, Cole, they had games where they hit from the outside, which would make it, you know, pretty challenging on the defense. You know, we had a lot of games, majority of our games where we had double digit 3-point makes. Trouble with that, we didn't have a lot of action inside. I mean, we, you know, it was kind of, you know, the threes kept us in a lot of games and won us a lot of games. You know, it's also a pretty long distance from the hoop too, when you're running kind of a, full court press. And we went probably about, I'd call it about 5.5-6 deep last year. I think we're going to be able to go a little deeper this year. So, really excited with that tandem with our kids, just kept shooting this summer and had a really good shooting summer. And then also we may be able to spell some rest for some of those guys for a little bit, so they're not going, you know, playing. We had a lot of guys that are playing about 30 minutes a game, which is quite a bit when you're playing the style we do. So excited just to see how that works out and what a rotation looks like as the season goes on.
Well, yeah, and that kind of leads me into my next question, because that was where I was going to go next, is who do you expect to be there to can provide depth for you so those guys can get a rest or a little bit during games?
Yeah, just going down the list, the guys that, you know, you had our starting five from last year, you know, right away, I'll start off with Grant Richardson, a freshman coming in, has done some really good work, and Cruz Jaquez has done some really good work and gained a ton of confidence from last track season. And we have really a lot of guys with the success they've had in track and cross country. We've added a lot of state champions. You know, it feels like almost half our team is between track and cross country has won a state championship in the last calendar year. So you bring that in, and those two guys will be big for us. But then Peyton Schechinger finished the year really well, JV and varsity last year. You got Bennett Huff, and you got just kind of going on the list. James McCready has been really good for us. You have Dane Martins as another senior. We didn't have any seniors last year. You have Brody and Dawson, and Dane also is working his tail off. So just kind of really excited about that, and just, you know, telling somebody else that what the rotation will be, you know, tomorrow's scrimmage and our first game on the following Monday compared to what will be in January and February. I'd be very interested to see. But there's a lot of kids right now I'm very confident in stepping on a varsity floor and giving us productive minutes.
How do you feel about the conference this year and your team and how it fits into it? Because it looks like the WIC is going to be stacked.
Yeah, other people ask me that too, just, you know, in general. And I said, I feel like the conference is kind of running it back a little bit. We didn't graduate a ton of, you know, I think of West Vanna, Sternberg graduated. But outside of that, there wasn't a lot of people that graduated last year. And so I feel like we're running it back. I said, we definitely have a better team. How does that equate to record? I don't know at the end of the day. But every game is going to be competitive. I don't go down the schedule right now and say, well, there's a game that we're going to show up and win, you know? So what's special about it, there's also, I don't think anybody on our schedule we can't beat if we play well and execute. So it makes it a lot of fun to know that there's no gimmies, and there's definitely no one we're less than either.
Well, it's going to be interesting because Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, with the they'll be good. Your team, Audubon, everybody. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
Audubon's coming up. I've been watching some of their J High the last couple of years, and those kids are getting older. They're very dangerous. IKM still is going to be, you know, Ramsey Leb. He's got a couple of young guys that are going to be older now. I've heard Mo Valley had some kids transfer in. Maybe that'll make a difference for them. I don't think there is a team. I mean, Logan's been scrappy and athletic. There's just not a team that I can tell you right now, like, who I think we got the edge or the advantage on them. And I also don't think there's a team that I'd say, like, we don't have a chance against. So it could be a really fun conference. It'll be interesting. I mean, Trainer's just always going to be up there. Their numbers and the style that they play, going from their varsity down to their J High, they have some pretty talented athletes there. So I mean, you always got to put them up at the top. Tri-Center, I think Tri-Center's definitely positioned to have a pretty special year just from what I've seen, the shooters and some of the physical play and point guard play. Like, they're going to be challenging. And I mean, you got Garrett Lutt and Underwood, which he creates problems all over the place. So, there's just a lot of different matchups kind of thinking in my head going down. And every team has some pretty special core, in my opinion.
I can already hear the gears turning. You're already thinking about it.
Else am I thinking about?
Yeah, but everybody. I mean, it's everybody is good. I never just never seen anything like it coming into a year. What's going to be, forget about everybody else for a second, what's going to be the key for your team to have success this season?
I think, well, we like to play fast. We have to figure out a way to hold more teams under, I think it was about 40%. It's kind of our goal, is like to hold teams under 40% shooting. We didn't do that a lot last year. So we have to force teams into tougher shots and protect the lane better. We got to keep people out of it. Post presence, we got to get them checked out and make sure they're not, you know, getting rebounds and putbacks. And I think we're capable of that. So I think if we can close down the lane a little bit, some of the percentages will take care of themselves offensively. I think I think we have to transition well into when we have to execute. Our guys like to get out and run. They like to run. They like to pass. They like to cut. But there are moments we're going to have to execute stuff and do that well. And we've been working on that, you know, the last couple of practices especially. And just being able to transition to that mindset and make sure that we are running things and executing with precision.
Well, Coach, it should be an interesting year. Really appreciate your time. It opens up Monday against Xyrie HK in a non-conference game. And best of luck to you and your Bulldogs, and we'll be talking to you throughout the year. Thanks so much.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks, Chris, and thanks for all the coverage. We really do appreciate it.
Nick Krohn, head coach for Riverside Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.